Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Be sure to click on the pop-up ads on that website, and maybe you'll find something fun.
Oh, the fentanyl one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The I'm pretty sure fentanyl was one of the concoctions they gave me when I was having my knee done.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a medical, like, real fentanyl is like an anesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah? Did they make you snort it?
No, nothing so fun.
Yeah, no.
Did they give it to you in a little pipe with the lighter and be like, here you go? You'll know when you've had enough.
Here's a Coca-Cola can. Here's a classic Coke can and a lighter.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yep.
They woke me up when I got out of surgery.
Mm-hmm.
They wake me up, and the first thing they tell you got to do is you need to get up and start walking.
Oh, yeah, nonsense. And how in the hell are you going to get up and start walking? You got all these drugs in you. Well, you had a full new knee though.
I had a full new knee, The only reason I could walk, is because I had all the drugs in me, and I wasn't feeling anything.
Yeah,
right.
They give you one of these walkers, and you know. Then the other thing was, I wanted to get out. Right. Somebody told me that they won't let you leave until you got to pee.
Sure. Yeah, they want to make sure you're not retaining fluid.
I drank a lot before I went under.
Mm-hmm. Booze?
And, no, it was the just THC water. Mixed stuff. So
okay.
I was going in for it.
Yeah.
And then they made the physical therapy come, and I had to walk up and down a flight of stairs before they let me out.
Yikes.
Come on. Yeah.
And the leg was bleeding all over the place. They they gave you this this water block, right?
Yep.
So I got a scar that's about, 15 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a good size scar.
Yeah,
it's different. It's above average.
It's above average.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like everything on my body.
Yeah.
So it was bleeding, and it shouldn't have been. They had to replace that thing. They're supposed to put it on once, and it stays for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They replaced it 4 times.
Oh, yikes. So are you a bleeder? Is that the...
It was one place where he didn't close it up right.
Ooh.
And that was one spot where it just kept...
I'd rather have a robot do it. You know, people keep making snakes.
It.
Oh, the robot did it.
Have you called Morgan & Morgan?
Not yet. Not yet. Once I start walking...
Did they use any vampire straws on you?
Yeah.
You see the vampire straw?
I learned
about
the vampire straw last week.
Yeah.
No. What's a vampire straw?
So at Logan Airport, I think he was, 24, 25, 26, around there, this kid brought a steel straw in his bag, and they confiscated it. It's serrated on one side.
Yeah.
So you can hold it like a handle, and it's got kind of the puncture like a needle on the other side. It's cut like in a 45-degree angle. So you can actually stab somebody with it because it's titanium?
No. Yeah. It's so that you can actually...
The vampire...
It's so that you can actually open one of those juice bags.
Yeah.
The Capri Suns?
Yes. Yeah, the Capri Suns. Yeah.
Without everything going all over the place?
It is literally the Capri Sun 10 times the size in titanium. That's the straw.
Wow.
Except the bendy isn't there.
It's for the adult size Capri Suns, and they're not bendy either.
So they ended up arresting this kid at Logan, and they fined him. But, I mean, you know... You should know better. You don't bring a steel pipe that's sharp in your bag.
Are we supposed to bring recyclable straws now? Are we supposed to bring our own bags? Are we supposed to bring our own everything?
It's a nation of pussies that has to bring everything with them on the plane now. It's like, for God's sake, you know, you don't have to take a drink for the next 3 hours. Oh, is there a snack? Is there a meal on the plane? You'll be fine. You'll survive. Yeah. Don't worry. We're going to get you. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get you somewhere that it would have, if you had walked or taken a horse, it would have taken you 3 weeks. We're going to get you there in 4 hours if you shut up.
Was he going to California because there are no straws there anymore?
Mm-hmm.
California no longer has straws.
Yeah, yeah, neither do the Carnival cruise ships and the Royal Cruise Line. All of a sudden, and the first thing I ordered, a freaking mudslide. I get on the boat, I'm like, I want a mudslide. And then there's no straw. Yeah. So of course...
How do you...
Of course I'm wearing all white thinking I'm going to be, ready to go for the pool
on
the first day.
You're going to be Dapper Dan. Yes.
I got the mudslide all over my chest, all over the hairs of my chest and down my... So it looked like I had crapped the front of my chest when I got on, the cruise ship. Like, wonderful. Like, this is great. And then I did meet someone there, and she carried her own straws. She had her own paper straws, and she had a nice little bag for them.
This guy knows what he's doing.
Paper straws?
Yeah, she had paper straws.
What a pussy.
Yeah, that she had to have them. Because they wouldn't do the plastics.
We're not allowed to have plastic straws anymore. Where have you been?
So ridiculous.
Oh, you got knee surgery.
It kills the fish.
Yeah.
You know? Never mind the fuel and all the trash and all the crap going in from the cruise ship of 80,000 people.
Well,
straw is going to go right through Mr. Limpet in the ocean.
It does kill the fish, and it does kill the seabirds, and I have a problem with that. Yeah. Okay, the plastics thing is real.
It kills my zest for life.
No, the plastics thing is real. And it's like, in the majority of situations, you do not need a straw. Mm. And if you're drinking with a straw, you need to stop being so dainty.
No, you need straws for certain things, especially cocktails.
When we're talking about frozen cocktails, I'm going to make an allowance for that.
Yeah. I mean, a mudslide? Come on. Yeah. Frozen mudslide? One of the best drinks in the summer you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go.
On vacation? I'm like, this is great.
You need a straw. Yep. And not one of those pussy paper ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the nice, big, thick McDonald's old 76 straws, like the 1976 Bicentennial straw. It was red, white, and blue.
Or if you want to be really progressive, get that old straw with the spoon on it from the Slurpees, from the 7-Eleven.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
WMFO Medford. Did we say that?
Sure did.
I find that most of the summer drinks stain. There tends to be a problem with them, like whether you're going for the mudslide or the daiquiri or the Aperol spritz. Like, these are all drinks that stain. there aren't a lot of...
Drinksthatstain.com.
Yeah.
So you wear dark clothing.
But it's summertime. You're wearing light... This is the problem. Like, the cocktail options in summer are incompatible. Unsustainable with the wardrobe. So you need straws, but we can't have straws anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to open up drinksthatstain.com.
Drinks that stain.
Yeah.
They all do.
Yeah.
Like, what are we drinking in the wintertime? Like, gin and tonics. That doesn't stain.
What's the best drink?
Martini doesn't stain.
I guess wine is probably the best one that stains all the time.
I was on the beach drinking.
Yeah.
I was with Mr. Earl. We were up at Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
We went into that place where that guy was making us those great margaritas. We took a picture of him.
Yeah.
I think we posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And we had straws, okay?
Yeah.
You got to have a good straw. They're not a metal straw.
Metal straws, I think if you didn't full energy.
If you're going to Salisbury, you should bring a metal straw.
Yeah.
You should bring that vampire straw.
You need that.
Yeah. Yeah. As well as thick-soled shoes.
Yeah.
That's the other thing you want to bring up there. Yeah. Don't sit in the sand.
And make sure your vaccinations are up to date.
And if you don't bring your fentanyl, you could probably get some up there while you're there.
Yeah.
That's that neighborhood.
The old pier may be gone, but the sand is still full of dangerous items.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like...
I haven't been up there. I assume the construction is finally done.
Where? Salisbury?
Up in Salisbury.
They're always constantly moving stuff. And there was those old T-shirt places for years and years, and they finally tore them down, and they made a little boardwalk. It's pretty cool.
But
you can't throw pearls on a pig, you know?
They were redoing the whole center of the strip last year.
Oh, were they?
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
And I haven't seen it since.
Remember, Winston, you had that little beanbag shot there?
Oh,
That was the beginning of it, next to the carousel.
I remember, it's burned into my mind.
Winston had, there was a beanbag, a human beanbags outside. They had little beanbags, and you can jump down on them. It was kind of neat.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah, they had a bunch of places for people to sit on these giant beanbags.
Yeah,
that's
next
cool.
to the carousel.
That's so you cool.
Can and there were people playing the cornhole.
Yes, yeah. I'm still not really comfortable with that, people playing the cornhole. I'm not comfortable with that phrase. I know the game, you know. It was called bean bags in a hole when I was a kid. It's cornhole.
You get the corn-filled bag into the cornhole.
Yeah.
Do you want to come over to my place and play some cornhole?
Not really.
You sure?
No, I'll come and drink some beers and watch you and Winston cornhole.
All right.
Cornhole.
Because I got the cornhole.
Yeah, I know.
You can come over and play cornhole.
I know. I'm going into bad territory here at WMFO. Yeah.
Can't go on the bouncy house, but you can play cornhole.
Yeah.
If I can't go on the bouncy house, I'm not going.
You can't go on the bouncy house either.
Yeah, I'd rather hide in the bouncy house while people are playing cornhole. I'm good. How about a little Mr. Bassman in the background? You ever remember that one with the ball balls and the boom booms?
Bob Dylan write that, please, Mr. Bassman?
No, this is Johnny Cymbal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's basically a guy saying, hey, Mr. Bassman, I like hearing you sing. And then he just gets in his face and he goes, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. This is kind of wacky.
Why is a guy who plays the cymbals talking about a bass man?
I think Johnny Cymbal is the cymbal guy.
Shouldn't he be playing
cymbals? He's in love. He wants to cornhole with his Mr. Bassman guy.
I don't think that's how you cornhole.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know. Right. I'm just not comfortable with that. You know, that game.
It's a great game.
Yeah, play darts for Christ's sake. Get some jarts.
You can't play darts.
Get some nice 60s or 70s. Go on eBay and get some adult jarts and play a nice adult game.
Listen,
with cocktails, with regular straws, and play a nice 70s game of jarts.
As I've said many times before, it's the game that ends when somebody goes to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they have a jart sticking out of their leg or foot.
Yeah.
That's how the game ends.
Don't keep score though.
Don't bother trying to outdo anybody. The game ends when somebody goes to the emergency room.
But then afterwards, you had hot dogs and beans. You had a campfire, and somebody would sit around with a giant cast on their foot.
Yeah.
Or a missing eye. But it was the 70s, and everybody persevered.
Everybody knew.
Yeah.
Guy goes into work the next day with a missing eye, and everyone's like, "Yeah, you lost."
Yeah.
And another victim of America's war on recreation.
I'm not a fan of this glamping either that's happening now. Like, all of a sudden, there's like not like a tent in the woods, but an actual full canvas, like Army World War II canvases with, full like fruit platters and charcuterie boards flying around, soup in the kitchen. It's like, what is going on here? And they bring you in like a mule or a horse, and it's like $400 or $500 a night, and it probably costs them like $20 to set the whole camp up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on here? And it's only so you have somebody there that doesn't want to like go, take a crap on the ground. They have to go in the little porta potty they send out there in the woods. Listen, this is happening everywhere.
I can't rough it without
glamping.
Wi-Fi.
Glamping.
I can't rough it without Wi-Fi.
You don't need
to
Wi-Fi when you're camping.
And a waterbed.
It's like you're supposed to get away.
Isn't camping better with a waterbed?
God, no.
Yes, it is.
Camping is great.
Yes, it is.
Camping is great. You become one with nature, one with the animals. You're always on edge because you're waiting for the next bear or some kind of weird thing to happen. If you don't have any, I like playing the music at the campsite. But when you turn that music off, it can get pretty wacky.
You want to sleep in the dirt like an animal, be my guest. I'll be over at the glamp with the waterbed and the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I got a natural fear of bears. No idea where it came from, but
really, brown bears, black bears,
any bears, other than the teddy bears.
Teddy bears,
absolutely, Mr. Ranger.
It's a good thing to be afraid of. Like if you think about things that you probably ought to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, snakes and bears are a good place to start.
Up at the top of the list.
Because those things will kill you. Spiders, like, people who are irrationally afraid of spiders, and I had a girlfriend who was irrational. Like, she would see a spider, and she would freeze, and she would scream and not move until someone came and dealt with the spider.
That's cause for breakup.
Which
for
was me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I did not marry that girl.
Yeah.
So,
And then, on the opposite end of the spectrum, you have girls like Jen DeLugos, who love spiders.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she does love spiders. Yeah.
She had a boyfriend who was deathly afraid of spiders.
Yeah. And it's like, for the most part, spiders aren't going to hurt you. You don't want to get bitten by one, but the spider probably isn't going to kill you in North America, unless you've got
a brown recluse.
But there's like five of those in the country.
Oh, my brother got bit by one when we were down in Texas.
Well, he shouldn't have stuck his finger in the hole.
No, he was basically in a sleeping bag, and woke up in the morning. He had the bite in his leg.
Yikes!
And then his flesh started rotting around
it. Yeah, that's poor.
And the doctor put some scissors in there, and all of a sudden, like, black gunk came out.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't even, you know, it was more than infected. It was dead. Like, all the cells were dead.
Ew.
And he said another day or two, and, like, no leg.
That's why you don't... Yeah.
Still got a big scar on his leg.
That's why you don't go to Texas.
Yeah.
Or go
we had to go to Texas.
You know what happens when you go glamping? No brown recluse spiders.
Yeah.
That's a big advantage they have.
Yeah. Nah, they'll still get in. Yeah, the spiders find a way in. I love camping, though. I enjoy camping.
I like
roughing it a little.
I like being out in nature, and I like mountains and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I want to be back in the hotel bar.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's me.
I don't know. I'd rather be out in the woods.
I don't mind the bar. I just need something decent to sleep on.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'll bring my own booze.
Yeah, but now you're walking through the woods with a lot of booze. And it's like, are we still 14?
Most of camping is all bringing the booze out to the site, yeah. Most of the trips to get to the site in the woods, back and forth to the car, is the booze.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least three coolers, if you're going to have beers.
You know what you need?
Yeah.
And this is where I think iRobot or Boston Robotics has missed the boat. Because they got that robot dog that will go anywhere.
Yep.
Like, where is the version of that you can load up with your beer for the camping trip? And it just walks with you out into the woods. Where is that?
Oh, it's a dog that can carry your beers in the woods?
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Like, where is that?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, stop making them for the military, because there are literally, like, the military is going to order five of those. There are millions of Americans who need a way to get their Bud Light out to the campground.
Yeah, and meanwhile in Japan, there's still robots that wash old ladies, right?
Oh, maybe not the Bud Light anymore, but, you know, they need to get their cores to the campground.
They're gonna gain consciousness, though, and they're not going to want to do anything, just like the rest of us.
Did you see that? Did you see that video?
No, what video? Yeah.
AI-controlled robot working, I believe it was at an Amazon fulfillment center.
Uh-huh.
Worked for 15 minutes, realized what it was doing, and shut itself down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They seem to have that problem over and over again.
Where it's like, I'm not doing this. This is for the stupid humans, not for me.
Yeah. They work for a few minutes, and then they just, in some cases, they destroy themselves.
Yeah. They're like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. There was one a number of years back that was, it was designed to put this very complex adhesive pattern onto some kind of surface. And it worked for about 20 minutes, and then it reached over into a vat of industrial solvent and shot itself in its circuit board. And that was the end of it.
Wow.
That was the end of it. Like, full harakiri by the robot.
Yeah, there's a picture of it, and it just decided, I'm out of here, shut itself down.
Yep, done. All done.
Yeah. I don't know.
Something about... something about an existence full of nothing that even AI can't deal with.
Yeah.
I have to say something else about Gordon Lightfoot. Everybody's passing around these photos of him. How come they're not showing him when he's young? Why are they showing him as this wiry, crazy, you know, 83-year-old guy that looks like he's about to pass out at any second in the picture? Why don't they show a nice young photo of him?
Because those are the only photos they have digitally that Getty Images doesn't own. You want to know the truth of that.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Because Getty Images owns all the pictures of him young and will charge you money if you want to use them.
All right. I see.
Yeah.
But I bet, you know, if it was like Linda Ronstadt dying tomorrow, they're putting that super hot, you know, 20s picture right up there saying she died.
They'll license one and put it up
there. Instead of wiry old crazy Gordon.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's just, I hate that.
You had a good run for a Canadian.
Yeah, you know, they're our brothers and sisters up north.
I like the Canadian peoples.
Yeah, I relatively like them.
They got
good strip clubs up there.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're generally docile, which I admire in a peoples.
I'm going to play a little thing that Winston and I actually did with Charlie Hatton, almost 11 years ago.
Was it 11 years?
It was 11 years ago. Yeah, this is from 2012. This is a sketch called Mr. Buttons from the group that we had for a short time, sketch group that Winston and I and Charlie had called Deli Juices. I'm going to play episode one of Mr. Buttons here.
11 years old.
WMFO.
This sketch is hitting puberty.
Yep. Here we go.
Gentlemen, you are too... Gentlemen, our two final candidates for the position. I do have to share with you that we received a number of responses. And of those we received, yours were them. I'm particularly enjoyed to see that one of you used a sans serif font, while the other used the classics Times New Roman. Mm. And also, don't think I didn't notice that both your resumes were over one page in length. So even though there is only one position, you both deserve congratulations. This is quite an achievement.
Thank you.
Mr. Buttons.
Mr. Earl.
Mr. Earl. So tell me about yourself, Mr. Earl, or perhaps about Mr. Buttons.
I choose me. You know, a lot of people like to put their ear up to a conch shell and hear the ocean. I like to think of myself as a man who likes to stick his nose right in the biggest old behind I can find so I can smell the ocean, I can breathe the ocean, I can become the ocean.
Interesting. So, like Mr. Buttons, you're a man who's a lover and, more importantly, a smeller of the finer things in life. A man well-traveled. A man who likes to stick his nose in somebody else's business.
Someone else's ass. Yes, sir, I do. I like to think of myself as a risk-taker. As a child, I used to read a lot of comic books. I admired Spider-Man so much that I wanted to become him. I would go out hunting for spiders in the yard and then make them crawl up my arm and try to bite me. I never was able to locate a radioactive one, but I did spend most of my childhood in the ER around the real heroes who were saving lives. So looking back as an adult, the experience taught me a lot, such as wear a long-sleeve shirt to work all the time. I also was able to count to 10 by the time I was 10.
A noble cause. Please continue.
For fun, I like to drink heavily, and I also was able to count to 10 by the time I was 10.
Yes, I read that here on your resume under accomplishments. Mr. Buttons.
Hey, you know me.
Mr. Buttons?
Well, I'm very much like Mr. Buttons.
Yes, tell me how.
Think of me as the man who saves you the last slice of pizza in the box, but also as the man who offers you the first slice. And it's pepperoni.
I do like pepperoni, as does Mr. Buttons.
Mm. Now, I also have an interesting family background. As a boy, I worked with my mother in her used, not-so-fine lingerie shop. I dealt with customer returns, so I've handled a lot of assholes.
Handling a-holes is good.
My father was a fan of music, like Mr. Buttons.
Yes, yes.
His tastes were a little eclectic. He was a fan of only three of the Four Tops and said that Prince was really Frank Sinatra in disguise. At night, he'd play us a lullaby on his contrabassoon. We didn't get much sleep in my house, but we were very happy and all have hearing disorders.
Hearing disorders?
Yes, pepperoni.
Well, Charlie, there is a gap here on your resume. What were you doing from November of 2009 to December of 2010?
If you look further down there, it does explain it. I was working full-time on the family farm, on the internet. I made it to level 12, got a ribbon for my work, had a lot of neighbors. Used to give cows away as gifts like they were going out of style.
Generous.
I also spent the latter half of the year texting with friends.
Oh, handling a-holes is good.
Mm.
Now, it also says here that you invented the wheel,
mm-hmm.
discovered Oprah Winfrey,
yep.
and that you can fly. Is that true?
Yep. I also know 14 ways to make a grown man cry, and I have the KFC's original recipe. I know all 11 of the Colonel's secret herbs and spices. Could you pencil that in there, just up in the margin, please? No, thank you.
May I ask you a question, sir?
Absolutely. I admire your zeal.
This Mr. Buttons you speak of, is he of the New Jersey Buttons?
No, he most certainly is not.
Well, I don't even know why I'm here at this interview. I really hate work. I despise it. I hate it. I hate it. I mean, Sunday night comes, I just want to hang myself from the nearest freaking telephone pole.
Interesting. So you don't like to work?
No, not at all. I mean, I just want to come in, work my 4 hours, and go home, you know? There's really only one question that I have left here for you about this opportunity. Let me just ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Have you ever gotten done masturbating and think, I really could have done a better job?
Never.
No, me either. No, always right the first time.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and good luck to you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, the Mr. Buttons that I know wouldn't settle for such mediocrity. Practice makes perfect. There is no substitution for excellence.
You run off and masturbate then. Can you play New Jersey buttons that guy?
Indeed. Congratulations, Charlie, and welcome to Facebook.
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. You're listening to What Is This? With Derek Gary and Chris Earle and Winston Kidd. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame spinners in the background.
I just want to say about that last skit that it was written during the last great writer's strike.
That's true. That is true.
Why don't we get our writers back? Should I just have ChatGPT write the show from now on?
Yeah.
I miss the writers. They were nice writers.
I don't know. You know, millennial writers, man, they haven't worked yet. I can understand somebody wanting a raise if they've been around for 10, 15, 20 years, but if you just started the job, you don't go on strike. Union or not, even though paying into the union sucks. Another whole new can of worms there, but
I didn't
on.
Appreciate their constant efforts to unionize or the endless diversity training sessions, but I thought they did some pretty nice work every now and again.
But, I mean, who gets punished in the end? It's like, I want to sit down on my ass, you know, hang out with a friend and drink a couple of beers, have some food, watch Saturday Night Live. And now I can't because it's a repeat. And like, forget it. We have to talk to each other, you know? It's like, well, it comes down to just, the consumer is the one that loses.
Just take up some VHS horror off of Tubi and you're good for the night.
I can always find something to do. I'm just saying, you know, when it comes down to it, people look forward to their shows.
Yes.
You know, and there's only few that are on weekly, and the ones that can't afford all the super-duper cable packages, you know, they still want to watch their regular CSI or Saturday Night Live or Regis and Kelly or whoever the hell's on with her anymore, you know, or her new husband's on there, right? Regis and Kelly, she's been around for like 25 years now, right?
Yeah, she's outlasted
all. She's outlasting all of them.
Yeah.
I think she's killing them all off.
No, they're all just sort of going in different places.
How could she not thank Regis, though? Regis was the best.
I had no idea at all how Seacrest was doing what he was doing.
What did he do?
Well, he was doing her show 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah. Seacrest was everywhere.
Plus, he was doing his radio show.
Yeah, I think he's like that multiplicity Michael Keaton. He's just everywhere.
Plus, he was doing American Idol on the West Coast, so he's flying back and forth. Strahan did the same thing when he was doing her show.
Oh.
Where during football season, he was flying back and forth across the country.
Yeah, he was showing up on everything, too.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know how those guys do that. You know, I mean, I understand that you sleep
Of coke.
Yeah, they just work all the time.
And it's like...
Fentanyl at night, coke during the day.
I understand that work helps you get ahead in life.
Sometimes.
At a certain point, when you're living out of hotels and sleeping on airplanes, at what point do you say enough is enough?
What work usually does is it makes your quality of life better.
Yeah.
And that is really the only reason most people show up for work every week still.
It's like
your quality of life becomes better.
It's like Tyler Perry, I think, is a guy who's got it figured out because he's like, I'll do 3 Madea movies a year. That's it. No more.
Yeah.
Because if I try and do the fourth one,
too much.
My whole work-life balance is just blown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can only do so many Madea movies.
Yeah, I'll do 3 Madea movies a year, and that'll be enough. And that'll keep my empire going. And I mean, that's a guy who's built a pretty impressive empire for himself, by the way.
Yeah. I've never seen one Madea movie.
Oh, the Madea movies are great. They're fun.
Are they?
Yeah, they're fun. He's funny. He's going to own Atlanta in another 5 years.
Yeah, I like the guy generally.
Yeah.
But
he's like...
He's no Prince, but I
like
him.
I think he's surpassed Coca-Cola to become the biggest thing in Atlanta now.
In tobacco?
No, in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta?
Like the city.
Yeah.
He's going to own it in 5 years.
I'm not as diverse as you.
Wow. Winston, you could own San Francisco tomorrow if you got $10. And
The San Francisco treat?
Yeah.
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 You could be the next San Francisco. You could be the newest San Francisco treat.
Yeah.
Winston Kidd comes to San Francisco.
I don't know what you'd do with it. It's pretty much a teardown at this point, but it could be yours.
My buddy was living out there, and he's like, man, it's a dump. He's like, I got an apartment. I go outside, and somebody just takes a dump right in front of me and, like, yells at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, it's awful.
This is urban living.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awful.
That's Yeah, what they've done out there is absolutely insane.
They just got to give free fentanyl out on the streets and just, you know.
Well, they pretty much are now.
After a year or two, it'll clear it right up.
Yeah, yeah. That's the problem.
You just got to clean up the bodies. It's awful.
But it's like, I said.
Solution. I'm solution driven. I'm solution driven.
I said back in 2020 when all the riots and takeovers and all the other stuff was going on out there that, you know, when this ends is when the businesses leave town. And guess what's happened? Like, all the businesses. When Target is shutting down their stores and Walmart is shutting down their stores, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
I don't think they know that. I don't think the people running.
Oh, they don't. But everybody else in town does. Because it's like, now you have a city with no grocery stores, no retail.
Faces in the streets.
All you have is like drug addicts hanging around all over the place.
Yeah, they don't even put up tents. They just like sleep on the sidewalk.
Well, it's San Francisco. It's nice there. If you want to be homeless, go be homeless in San Francisco.
Smelly though, it stinks. It smells like death. Awful. I don't know. What's a good place to live in other than New England? Even though, you know, it costs a lot of money for us to live.
Since when is this a good place to live?
It's a pretty good place.
Worst
to live.
Worst weather in the country.
No, Minnesota, Minneapolis, awful.
No, because you got it's a dry
coldest
cold.
Coldest place I've ever been.
It's a dry cold.
You have to use a koozie to heat your battery to start your car the next day. Otherwise, you're screwed.
That's fine. Yeah. It's like that for a couple of months.
It's freezing.
Every part of the country has their own issue.
Yeah, Louisiana's pretty lousy, too.
Louisiana's rough because you've got hurricanes and tornadoes.
Yeah.
Well, the bigger issue in Louisiana is the nonstop mosquito
crime
attacks.
And crime.
Like 10 months out of the year.
Bugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go down to the bayou. There's bugs.
I don't live in a place that has.
You're not camping in the bayou.
Don't live in a place that has lizard control as an occupation.
No.
Right?
How about neutrino control? Go down to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
In Louisiana.
Well, you
the
can
neutrino,
eat those.
Those giant rats.
You can eat them.
They look like cats. They're the size of cats.
Delicious.
Routinas. Neutrinos. What is the David Bowie one? Rats the size of cats.
Yeah.
Evolve on fleas the size of rats. Go on rats the size of cats.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But you can eat them.
Ugh. Would want to. You can eat anything, really.
Yeah.
You can eat anything.
I mean,
I can eat this microphone.
What's really more, you know, how is eating one of those that much more disturbing than eating a lobster?
Lobster tastes good. A neutrino probably tastes like an ass.
No, apparently it tastes good. Like, they cook with them down there.
Yeah, nothing down there is good. Any kind of gumbo's got rotten meat in it. They just throw it in.
Well, yeah, but
any kind of jambalaya, gumbo, it's all rotten meat. And they just throw, like, they throw some of those okras in it and a little spice, cover up the rotten meat, and you're all set.
I tell you, I got moldy bread at the Burger King a couple weeks ago.
No.
Yeah. Really? That's very rare because a bun will last like 2 years.
There's,
it's a half-life on those
there's
things.
There's this one Burger King that shall remain nameless, but it's on Route 28 in a city near here.
Yeah. It's got to be Somerville, no?
No.
No?
No. And you'll know it when you go by because it looks very dark inside even when it's open.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Most of them don't. Your better Burger Kings look like they're open when they're open. Anyway, yeah, big spot of mold on the bottom of the whaler. And I'd previously ordered a whaler there.
I didn't even know a whaler existed.
And it was obvious.
What is that?
Well, they call it the big fish now.
It's the big fish sandwich for Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Used to be called the whaler. It was very obvious, the one that I'd ordered there before, that they had just, like, grabbed it out of the freezer and threw it straight into the fryer.
Yeah.
Because it gets a rubbery consistency when you do
Burger
that.
Burger King's not known for its catch of the day.
but here's the thing, all right? I like those stupid fish sandwiches.
Sure.
And if you're going to have it on the menu, there's a reason they don't sell those at Wendy's.
Now, I'm going to give you the advice you gave me when I got mold on my bagel. Didn't you look first before you ate it?
Well, that's I did.
Yeah.
And that's how I noticed it.
But
and
how
I was
are you
like,
looking at the bottom of the bun?
Did you Holy get a cow. New one?
Yeah. No, because I'm home, and it's like 9 o'clock at night. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going out.
You eat around the mold.
No, I just ate the fish part of it and threw the rest of it out.
Oh, no, you eat around the mold.
But I am not going back to that Burger King.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, it's probably just a one-off. They're going to miss you. They'll probably go out of business.
They are going to miss me because apparently I'm one of the...
Because you're the only one that orders the whaler.
That's the only
way they get rid of the bad bread.
I'm the only one that
Those
orders
whaler
anything.
Eaters.
Like... Yeah. I have never seen a line at this Burger King. Like, every time you pull up to it, you just pull up, and it's like, hi. Do you want food? Why are you here?
Yeah,
it's got to be a front for something else.
Following
not...
that thought there on the bat on the bad bread on the whaler, I went to Lego and I got the new X-Wing, which is cool.
Why?
But I like it; it's cool. But he gave me a bad box. He picked out the box for me, and the Lego guy gave me a bad box.
Ooh.
I think he was saving the nice box for himself.
Uh-oh.
And the box is all dented and stuff. Uh-oh. And I'm like, I'm gonna open it up and probably put it together. But if I decide not to, I want a nice box.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Did you push back on that?
No, not yet.
What? Come on.
I mean, it's $260.
You got to push back on that.
Yeah, I know.
That's $260. I want a clean box.
I know. I know.
Yeah, for $260, you should get a clean box.
Yeah. Because, for some reason. And it's always the same. Like the Lego guys, they are usually pretty good. But there's one guy in there that doesn't do a good job.
What if people come over to play cornhole and they see that box? And
I can make cornhole boxes out of Lego boxes.
What are you
they're
doing
that
with,
big.
What are you doing with that banged up box?
Yeah, I'm going to make cornhole box out
Everybody
of it.
Everybody playing cornhole is going to make fun of you. You got a banged up box.
I'm going to have an X-Wing box and a TIE Fighter. I should have got the TIE Fighter. I bet that's coming next.
Did you get the gift with purchase?
Yeah, the candy apple, the Death Star 2. Yeah. It looks like a little candy apple on a stick.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty lousy.
It looks like a
How
sick,
big is it?
It's
small.
It's about
softball size.
Yeah, size of a grapefruit.
Yeah.
It's got this plate on the front of it, like Return of the Jedi 40th, because it's the 40th anniversary. It looks like a Salesman of the Year trophy that you'd order on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
That's really what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it's the most disappointing.
It's not the worst. It's bad.
It's the worst.
No. That flower pot last month was like the
ugliest item
I think I've seen for a promotion for Lego.
I'm talking about Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
It is the worst Star Wars. This is the worst May the 4th that they've ever done.
You know, they've just did lousy characters a couple of times, too. Then, like, a new trooper that had, like, a hat or something.
But at least that's a minifigure and not a Salesman of the Month trophy masquerading as the Death Star.
All right, sure. All right.
You know, or did you get the coin?
Oh, I got the coin. That coin's pretty lousy. It actually kind of looks cool. It looks like a silver-proof coin that's shaped like the Death Star.
Who cares?
It looks pretty cool because you can fling it, and if you want to fling it with your thumb, it's
fun.
Can
you build ships with it? Is it Lego? No, it is
not.
It's not
Lego in any way. But for some reason, Lego has given away like tin plates, like that scuba plate behind Winston here in the studio. Like, what is that?
That's
showing you're a scuba diver.
They so mailed it in this year.
Yep. But it's like, who wants a Lego one? What am I going to put a Lego plate on my car? People are going to throw shit at it.
You know what we're going to find out?
What's that?
When they do their annual, because they're a privately held company, right? They're not. When they put out their annual report, which I think is October, November, we're going to find out that they've been getting hammered and they have no money and they are in deep, deep trouble.
Yeah.
Because they went all in on these super expensive adult collector sets at a time of rampant inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just walked away. I am convinced when I see how crappy their promos have been, that is a sign of a business in trouble.
It's true. It's been pretty lousy. There it is, Winston.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's that bad looking, but, it's nothing special.
Salesman of the Year.
Definitely Salesman of the Year.
Midwest region.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty funny, but 289 pieces. And I would rather have a little Lego set than, a plate.
They're in trouble.
A coin.
Yeah, tomorrow's Star Wars Day. Are we excited?
No. I love Star Wars, and ever since everybody loves Star Wars, I don't love Star Wars as much anymore.
Remember Star Wars? Remember when Star Wars was good, Winston?
Yeah, the first three movies.
Before Disney got it?
Yeah, before Disney
destroyed it.
Basically took a hatchet to everybody's hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
Well, they got the preschool series launching now.
Oh, my God.
About a little animated Jedi.
Are you kidding me?
No. That's coming out now.
I can't wait for the season finale when what's-his-name comes in.
Going to chop his hand off? Is anybody going to get their hand chopped off in the preschool Jedi Knight Academy or whatever it's going to be?
You know what? I mean, I do understand what Disney's doing, because I know when I was watching Star Wars as a child, the thought kept going through my mind, you know, this really needs to be an all-women cast. If this was only all women, this would be so much better.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just because... From that POV, you've got such a great story to tell. And the thing is, if it's a woman telling the story, you know it never ends.
Yeah.
There you go. You get a running series right there. Ugh. Man. It's so sad. I love Star Wars, but man, I've lived too long. I mean, I almost wish...
Yeah.
I almost wish... I'm almost embracing that moment. you know, when death comes.
We
there's so many things that I'm so sick of.
We will always have season one of The Mandalorian, and the last episode of season two of The Mandalorian, and an episode and a half of The Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah,
we'll always have those things.
When Luke came in the X-wing and he's fighting, I'm like, oh, that was great.
Yeah,
great.
They can't take that away from us.
But also to have Werner Herzog in there playing a villain.
He
was great.
They will recreate the moment with all women, but they can't take away the original from us.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give it away. In Sisu, at one point, they show all the women that are like they were captured by the Nazis. There's like a dozen of them. And Sisu comes out, not to be confused with Steve Sisu. He goes in and he liberates them and gives them all guns. And then they have that shot, the Avengers shot of all the women with the guns coming up to gun down the Nazis. And I was like, that was a bit of a woke moment there.
Now, see,
that was a bit of a jump for me, but still a good movie.
If this had been the 1980s, that shot of all of the women running with the guns would have been in slow motion and they would have been wearing bikinis and we would have been fine with it.
Yeah, but the other thing is it was really a solid story, and the whole part there was extraneous. You really didn't need all those characters. You didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't need the extra characters, because it was really pretty much about him and his gold against the Nazis.
Have you seen Dead Snow? I love Dead Snow.
Dead Snow is great.
Dead Snow is
awesome.
What's
it about?
So a bunch of kids go to a cabin in the middle of the woods in, like, Norway, and they find a little treasure chest inside the cabin that is full of hidden, like, stolen Nazi gold.
Oh, cool.
And they start filling their pockets with the Nazi gold, and then all of these undead Nazi soldiers rise up out of the snow to come and kill them.
Yes. It's awesome.
It's brilliant.
Wow.
It's so good.
Okay.
Because once it gets to that point, all hell breaks loose. And it's just blood and guts and mayhem on an Evil Dead level for the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome.
I'm intrigued.
Yes. Highly, highly recommended.
In the background, we still got some more Gord's gold.
Did you see, I told you the Creepshow is coming out, right?
Yeah, Creepshow looks great.
Gotta get the Creepshow.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
So here's something I don't understand. I don't even know if we should be talking about this.
What's that?
We
can talk about anything. Is this? We can talk about anything.
Well, okay, so Severin Films, right? They do a lot of good stuff. They're one of the better boutiques out there. They sort of pick up the stuff that your Shout Factory won't touch. Mm-hmm. But isn't quite as out there
for film buffs.
Yeah.
Home releases.
It's the in-between stuff.
Yeah.
And they're coming out with this, I have no idea, $195, 15-disc Blu-ray box set, The Sensual World of Black Emmanuel.
The Sensual World of Black Emmanuel.
If you're a man of a certain age, you've seen at least one Black Emmanuel movie.
That's like a soft porn movie or
something,
isn't it?
Well, it's not even that. They're erotica, you know? So it's like there isn't any sort of real...
Yeah,
you know, soft or any core sex happening.
George Michael in there. We're talking about erotica, sure.
But there's naked women walking around, mostly Laura Gemser walking around, and all of these like weird stories happening around her.
Nice.
And it's like, I want to know who's spending $200 for this box set.
And there's Emmanuel and there's Black Emmanuel, right? And isn't there like a few, there's like a redhead and a blonde and a brunette Emmanuel?
But the Black Emmanuel ones are mostly Joe D'Amato films.
Yep.
And they're a little bit heavier on the exploitation, like crime and, you know, action and gore and horror sub-themes.
All right.
Than the regular Emmanuel films, which are just people walking around naked not having sex with each other.
Yeah, there's a place for that, though, I think.
In exotic locations.
Yeah.
You know, so the Black Emmanuel films are a little bit, they got a little bit more to offer in terms of genre fun, but it's like a 15-disc box set.
15-disc box set.
The first question.
That's a lot of soft porn.
The first question I have is,
a lot of erotica.
What do you do with this thing?
How much erotica do you need? Especially when you get in your 50s and 60s. Who cares?
But what do you do? Is this going to have, like, pride of place on your bookshelf?
Yeah.
You know, people come over and they're like, I see you bought the Central World of Black Emmanuel.
Chris, you doing your film fest again this year?
Marvelous.
We're
going to
have
movies.
Black Emmanuel.
Yeah.
You're going to do the box set? Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, this is the definitive box set on the series.
Serve hot dogs and muffins.
I don't know. Like 10 minutes of one of those movies is enough for me to remember why I don't like any of those movies.
Remember Species when she's just walking around naked for no apparent reason?
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of a cool sci-fi movie.
She was walking around naked because it was, what's her name?
It was the 80s, too. And it was what, Kate Beckin? No, Kate, not
no.
Kate Beckinsale.
No,
she's
it
cute
was,
too.
What's that?
Natasha and Natalia.
Natasha.
Richardson?
No. The one that was in the Resident Evil movies.
Yeah.
Mila Jovovich?
Mila Jovovich.
Right?
Yeah, she was always good.
Species?
Yeah.
I thought Species was a young Mila.
I got to check it.
Yeah, it's Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, Mila Jovovich. She's naked and everything.
Oh, she's amazing.
It's not bad. Yeah. Ben Kingsley's in it too. He must have enjoyed doing that movie.
Did some got some HR Giger.
Like, is Mila working today?
Character
Ben
design in
come
there.
Come in and be like, is Mila working today? Is she gonna be? Or is Natasha Henstridge?
I don't know what
Natasha
she's doing.
Natasha Henstridge was Species.
Yeah, that's Species. Mila Jovovich was the.
The
other one.
Resident Evil.
Does she walk around naked the whole time?
Yeah, she. No, but
no.
she's
close.
She's very naked in the final sequence.
Yeah,
I didn't see the final.
Jeez.
She's completely naked.
You know what's great is Harvey Keitel showing his Hank in Bad Lieutenant. You ever see that?
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's all messed up on drugs, and he's just like, showing his Hank, like, flipping it around.
Abel Ferrara, man.
That's a great full frontal. Yeah.
It's one of the most horrifying moments in the movie.
It's great. Awesome movie. I see that as a comedy.
Very on brand for Abel Ferrara. Have you seen The Driller Killer?
No.
That's like Abel Ferrara's first feature film.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
And it's wild because it's very low budget, very experimental, but the horror pieces of it work.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there and you watch it and you're like, this thing is a giant, atrocious mess. But there's something about it that you look, there's moments in it and you're like, there's cinema happening here. And this guy might be interesting, but this film is not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm listening in the background. Yeah, I love George Michael. I miss him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talent, great guy. Great talent.
He died a little too early.
He did. Yeah. And I
think he could have cleaned up his act a little bit, and he really would have done some more great stuff.
By all accounts, really died of a broken heart. You know,
never. That's how I'm gonna die.
Never being able to reconcile his public life with his private life.
Yeah. I'm going to die just like Natalie Portman in episode 3. Oh, she just lost the will to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all they need to do. That's all they have to do to explain anything.
It's kind of like the entire Star Wars franchise. Yeah. Just lost the will to live.
Lost the will to live.
Yeah. No, the will to live.
It's like, I'm
going
to sell to Kathy.
Disney.
Yeah. Kathy's going to take over. Lucas said Kathy's taking over, I'm like, we're all doomed. Yeah.
But hey, here's some good news. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is going to take over for Indiana Jones.
You know what?
I was
annoyed with that, and I hope I hope it's going to be a pleasant surprise. I like what I've seen so far. I'm being uncharacteristically optimistic about Indiana Jones 5.
I
think it's going to be awesome.
I
think it's going to be great.
I think there's still reshoots happening even as we speak.
Yeah, that's all right. I think they're going to do it because I loved Ford versus Ferrari and I loved Logan, and I think the guy makes a great action movie. James Mangold there. I think it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, I think you get backed into a corner with some people who don't appreciate creativity, and
there's some great stuff.
Thought Logan was Mets to Mets.
Did you see the new? I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was different than the other X-Men movies and stuff that had come out by then. Because I think by then only a couple of the new universe Marvel stuff was out.
For a big action movie, it is remarkably devoid of big action.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's sort of one of the things. It's very interior, and I like that about it. And I do enjoy the movie, but it's the middle of it is kind of a slog.
Yeah, and it just.
In which, Ford versus Ferrari?
No.
Logan?
Logan.
Yeah.
Ford versus Ferrari was great.
I got to rewatch Logan. It's been
that
a couple
was great.
Years. Yeah, I just watched it about a month or two ago, and I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. Christian Bale's great in it. I even like Matt Damon. I normally don't like him in anything.
So what are you doing for kicks, Winston? What's your, what's fun for Winston these days?
Trying to walk without pain.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That'll come.
and surfing the interwebs.
I thought you were going to say you took up like surfing, like body surfing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
No. No, I got to get back and start.
Going to do the bike?
Get back on the. I've done the stationary bike a couple times.
Sure.
Tell me they want me to keep doing that. And then, you know. But other than that, Xbox and movies.
Nice.
Hey, I saw a PlayStation 5 in the store, and I'm like, I should just pick that up.
Wow.
Yeah, but I didn't get it. I'm like, that's the only time I've ever seen that in the store. It was like a Walmart.
It's not in the store. It was probably like a return.
Somebody must have returned it and put it out. But yeah, I was kind of surprised. And I'm like, I didn't want to go down the path because I'm like, I'm going to just be, you know, the next year or two, like, just completely involved with the new games, figuring the thing out, and I'm like, I can't do it right now.
You sure there wasn't like a PlayStation 4 in the box?
No, it was definitely five.
Really?
Yeah, it was definitely five.
I didn't think those things were real.
Yeah. But yeah, it's funny because, I mean, they've got all the software out, and I'm like, I've never even seen one of these in the
no one has.
Store until about a month and a half ago. Yeah. I probably should have picked it up. It was only $500. You know, to me, that's chump change.
If they're showing up in the stores, that means the eBay flippers can't sell them anymore, and they're taking them back for store credit.
Yeah.
I always love seeing the eBay flippers get their just desserts.
eBay is getting a little too much. They're taking like 12 to 16% of what you're selling.
Yeah, well, it's Facebook Marketplace now.
Yeah.
This is how Facebook is going to save itself, is by being the internet's flea market.
It's just ridiculous, you know? And the thing is early on, like Craigslist, I'd go down to the Burlington Mall and go to sell something. Somebody's supposed to meet me. They don't show up.
Yeah.
And then I tell them, like, where are you? They don't show up again. And it's like, what a waste of time. It's like, stop wasting my time for, like, a $20 poster. I mean, come on. You know? But I don't know. People suck. And then I bought, like, an iPod once, and the guy's like, oh, I don't have a headphone thing to check the headphone. I'm like, I didn't bring my headphone jack. I'm like, whatever. And, like, Kid seemed trusting. Play it, and the audio didn't work at all. Completely broken.
Jesus.
Like jackass.
Yeah.
It was only like $100, but still, you know. So, yeah, I got back at him, though. I sent him a bunch of junk mail. I signed him up for Emmanuel box set email list.
Nice.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know where you keep this thing. Because this thing is like, you know, it's the size of a basketball in the box. You know, I mean, that's a lot of discs.
Yeah, you could put it in your little mini Lego Death Star.
Yeah, I guess so.
It could fit inside of it.
Yeah, put a few of those Lego Death Stars in there. Mm-hmm. What a disappointment.
Yeah, you know, life is disappointing.
But it shouldn't be.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
I mean,
I remember when it was fun. I remember I'd wake up in the morning and be like, what are we going to do today? Now it's just like, Jesus, I got to do this today.
It's like, oh, this crap again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it used to be exciting meeting people, not so much anymore.
Yeah.
No, just like, yeah, whatever.
After you meet people, you kind of know what people are like.
Yeah. I was telling Derek last week, I was with 11 people. I interacted with 11 people for the day, and that was just enough. Like, around 10 is a good interaction point.
We haven't had the introduction of a good new branch of ethnic food since, like, the 1980s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
We need some kind of... I got to tell you this, speaking of ethnic food, because it happens, it's big in the movie. My Name is Otto with Tom Hanks. One of the worst movies I've seen in a long time.
Oh my god! I took one look at the trailers and I said, "No, this is going to be awful."
I haven't even seen or heard anything.
It's going to be awful.
I actually turned it off. I have about 25 minutes left, and I am going to finish it. But it's literally a movie. I've never seen a movie like this, where people knock on the doors of houses over and over again to gain. To basically for a dramatic impact that they're having interaction with the other character. So the main characters are constantly knocking on doors or beeping horns, slamming doors. I'm like, I don't know if it's because it was late at night and I was watching, I was just exhausted. I'm like, why is this movie so goddamn noisy?
Wow.
And I'm like, wow. I must have counted at least 13 instances of them knocking on each other's doors, beeping horns at one another. And Tom Hanks plays the worst angry guy in a movie ever. Like, I could have done that. I could have gone
in. I don't know. He was pretty bad in
that
Mr. Rogers thing.
And he was also awful in Elvis. I'm like, what is going on with Tom Hanks? He just doesn't care anymore.
No.
It's like he was never a great actor, I don't think, but he's a good actor. And he doesn't even care anymore.
Can we get him and Streep in a romantic comedy that no one has to go see?
Oh my god. Yeah, it's like she's got to get over herself too. I like Meryl Streep, but come on. Yeah. who needs to see her like sing ABBA tunes and
you know. Well, I mean that's fun at least, but you know the whole don't look up thing, that was terrible.
Oh, awful movie. I'm really, you know, these streaming things going right into streaming. It's like they're low budget movies, and my opinion is they know they're not going to do well at the box office, so we're going to sell them to a streaming channel for a tenth of the price.
If they were low budget movies, it would work. They're spending $150 million to make that stuff.
I don't even think they really are, though. They're not really saying what the budgets are for a number of these streaming movies.
They are. That's why all the studios are bankrupt right now, is because they blew millions of dollars making crappy streaming movies that nobody wants to watch.
Mm.
Because they were like, oh, we got to have these stars in here. We got to have, you know, this great this is our big streaming movie of the month.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's garbage. Yeah. It's like Disney is just, they got the Peter Pan and Wendy thing out now that apparently nobody likes.
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know. It's you know, because we need another Peter Pan.
So is this Vibrant Open Studio, is this the same thing as the Somerville Porch? Isn't there like a Porch Fest or something where people...
Yeah, Porch Fest is coming up. Open Studios... all right, so visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios Saturday, May 6th and Sunday, May 7th from noon to 6 p.m. Mm. Immerse yourself in a city full of art and creative energy. Talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. Free trolleys will be looping throughout the city.
Free trolleys?
Taking you to the artist's sites.
What is this, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Where's the trolleys?
For more information, they're just going to be rolling trolleys
around. Who sells trolleys?
You can rent a trolley.
You can? All right.
Yeah, they got a guy. For more information, visit the Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org. Somervilleopenstudios.org. Yeah, this would be a good opportunity for you to get your shave ice thing off the ground.
I know. I should. I really want to do the shaved ice. That's Medford Porch Fest, I found, is June 3rd. That's what I thought that might be.
Public service message from Somerville Open Studios and all your local art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford and Somerville.
Yeah. I got to give the short version of the Medford Porch Fest. It's June 3rd. It's from 12 to 5, and people like go on their porches, and they do artsy things. So,
dude.
Look forward to that.
Another great opportunity for your shaved ice, right?
I know.
Where'd you going to have the bicycle with the shaved ice?
The problem is I got to interact with more than 10 people if I'm selling shaved ice, and I want to be successful.
No, you got to get somebody else anymore. To actually sell.
Yeah. Well, see, here's what you do.
Well, that's where I get the Natasha Hendricks species lady.
No. You're the idea
in the bikini.
Guy.
Yep.
This is where you're missing the point. And I've been down on the shave ice thing, but...
Totally shaved ice is what it's going to be.
I think totally shaved ice. I've been down on the shaved ice thing, but it might be coming around here.
Yeah.
So your concern is having to interact with people, right?
Lately.
That's the failure in your business plan.
Yeah, but I don't have a business plan. I don't care.
But here's the thing.
I got plenty of money.
You there's a way to win this,
what's
right?
That?
You've got to be like Keytar Bear.
Who's Keytar Bear?
You know who Keytar Bear is?
No
he's
clue.
He's the guy that walks around the giant teddy bear suit playing Keytar.
No.
In Boston. Keytar Bear is awesome. Everyone loves Keytar Bear. You need to be the Keytar Bear of shaved ice.
Yeah, totally shaved ice.
Where you have a complete costume.
With Chrissy Earle.
You have a complete costume. Yeah. You don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to talk to anybody. You're just making shaved ice in like a bear suit.
Sure.
And you got a sign up that says like shaved ice, $5. People come up, they give you $5, and you make the ice for them.
You don't have
to talk to anybody.
Only credit card or PayPal or whatever, because you don't want to be trying to make change with people because that's more interaction.
No, it's exact change or fentanyl. Those are the only payment methods accepted. Okay.
Yeah.
Exact change
gold
or little
bullion
or little baggies of opium. Yeah. Yeah. We'll trade that for the shave ice. We're not getting the square. We're not taking digital payments.
Right.
Mellow Max is coming in here for 7, as far as I know.
Is he? I don't see him.
Yeah.
He's usually here by now.
Like, Winston, anything else going on? Anything to promote? Any excitement? Any shout outs you'd like to do? The last minute or two is yours.
Shout out to my mom. And she's still kicking it.
Good.
She tried to take care of me when I was recuperating and realized that she wasn't going to do any better job now than she did when I was little. So.
Yeah, Mother's Day, May 14th.
She freaking bailed on me.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom called me like 2 months after the surgery and asked how I was doing.
Nice.
Yeah. That was her contribution to my recovery.
There you go.
What else happened?
Not much. It was hanging with my sister and her husband and her dog. That's pretty much it. I got nothing going on, but I'm hoping to get back in my game.
Nice.
Now
very
that I can
good.
Hobble around.
Sure. And you got a nice new knee. Nice, fresh, shiny new knee.
Shiny new knee.
From titanium.
Nice.
That's like the finest knee money can buy.
Are you listening to WMFO in Medford, Mass? It's been What Is This with Chris Earle and Derek Gary and Winston Kidd, and we will see you next week. Going to leave you with Rage Against the Machine. Congratulations to them. Are they nominated or are they
in? No, they're in. They made
it. They're in the Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame.
Good night, time travelers. See you next week.